This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, April 3, Messed Up. Our reading comes from Romans chapter 1. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God, nor gave thanks to him. But their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like a mortal human being, and birds and animals and reptiles. Therefore God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie, and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen. Viewing a stunning panorama from a mountaintop, gazing up at a sky filled with stars, or admiring a glorious sunset, we're often filled with awe and wonder at our Creator. Even many people who don't acknowledge the God of the Bible will exclaim, "Such beauty didn't just happen by accident." In Romans 1, the Apostle Paul explains that God made his eternal power and divine nature clear since the creation of the world. So there's no excuse for anyone who may claim they are not aware of God. It's a matter of opening eyes of faith and focusing on God instead of ourselves. God made us to glorify him and look to the needs of others, as he does for us. But too often, we follow our own desires and ignore God, exchanging the truth for a lie. When we push God aside and pour all our energy into other things, career, sports, pleasure, politics, hobbies, trends, and more, we serve those things rather than the Creator. We glorify them instead of the God who made us. We mess up the good life he created us to enjoy. If God didn't step in to save us, we would have been lost forever. So in response to God's love, let's not listen to lies like there is no God, or I am number one. Instead, knowing the truth revealed in Jesus, we can shout our praise. Thanks be to God, our Savior. Pray with me. Creator God, we know we are inclined to sin and to focus on ourselves. Thank you for sending Jesus to save us. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.